talking about Representative Sam Belcito, the Republican from the 53rd, Ashford, Tolland, Willington, and we're going from drugs to casinos now. And Representative Belcito is going to talk about this. Governor Malloy's budget hurts towns and common sense ideas and truths, according to the representative.
All this we're going to cover as he joins us, Brad, in the Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. Representative Belcito, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me, Brad and Dan.
Let's start with the casinos. What's your take on all of this?
You're actually talking about the new casino that they want to put up.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. That to me, as a business person, would not be the place for me to put it, because they're going to be competing with a billion-dollar operation that's being put up in Springfield versus a couple of hundred million. There is not really going to be a comparison between the two casinos. One is going to be very large, and it's going to have a lot of amenities there that the individuals like. Plus, we're having a decrease in casinos right in our own state, because before nobody was around us. Now we have many casinos that are in Rhode Island, they're in Massachusetts now, they're in New York. That's where our business was coming from, you know, because we are a small state, but we did have a good thing with the casinos, and I think now it's not over, but it's not going to be what it was before. And building a new casino, I don't feel it will help them. Of course, that's only my opinion, and if they're spending their own money, then I say good luck to you.
Representative Belcito, when you think of gambling, and you just hit some of the things that we have talked about. Number one, yes, Connecticut is a small state, and we had it all cornered for a long, long time. But right now, we don't have it cornered anymore, and all you have to do is look down at Atlantic City, where Donald Trump, our current president, was very, very anxious to start casino business and was successful for a little while, but then had to file bankruptcy.
Right, right. I mean, maybe one of my suggestions to the casino people would be to get Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, and they might be able to figure out what to do. You know, I went to the casino many times, but I'm not a gambler. My wife and I went there to dance on Sunday nights, and every time I walked through the casino, I was in awe. The place is beautiful, the two of them. And we would walk through, and I would look at them and look at all the people there, and I would say, oh, my God. And now I'm going to ask you this question. Do you know who built those casinos?
Who?
Losers.
That's right. That's right.
Losers something. Who built the casinos.
I never thought of that.
Yeah,
and every time I walk through, that's what I would say. And now I'm looking at Springfield. And we used to get a lot of traffic down from that Springfield area into Connecticut. Believe me, it's going to be very difficult to get them out of the Springfield area.
So do you think we have enough casinos in Connecticut with the two that we have?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you could actually get more individuals to come and play, that's what you want, is you will have to increase the stakes so that the winners win a little more than they would normally win, right? It's like having a sale.
Yeah.
How long, Representative Belcito, are we going to have to wait until we have an opportunity to know what's going to happen? What is your time span here?
I really don't know what the time span would be on when they're going to build that casino. But there are a lot of people who are angry in East Windsor who want a referendum, whether or not that should be built there.
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, we're waiting the Attorney General's opinion on whether you can have the tribal nations actually build a casino that's not on tribal land. That's the first thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because that's going to open up the whole big bond doors to whoever wants to start a small casino, let's say down in Norwich or in Hartford or in any of the other cities that we have where there are a lot of people who go. They don't have to put up multi-million dollar casinos. All they have to do is get their permit and license to operate a small casino. and I think that is going to be hurtful to the state of Connecticut.
Talking with Representative Sam Belsito on Brad and Dan. Sam, what about the governor's budget proposal? How does it hurt, for example, the towns in your district?
We are hurt severely. Ashford is going to lose like over $1 million. Tallinn is going to lose upwards of $4 million to $7 million. And Wellington is going to lose approximately $600,000. Mm. But we are going to get hurt significantly because we are going to be paying for the teachers' pensions. The thing that I dislike about this, we have been paying for the teachers' pensions all these years. That's through our taxes that we pay income tax, through the sales tax, through the gas tax, and everything else. We have been already paying this. Now he's pulling one-third out of the state, and he's giving it back to the towns and the cities. And in Tallinn, that's going to cost us almost $2 million. Extra beyond the $4 million that we're losing from the ECU.
Do you believe that this is actually going to happen? I was looking at some of the statistics on this, and I cannot believe. You know, at first I didn't believe it. What it was going to do to the towns, but there's no question. Do you think it's actually going to happen?
I really do not think that this is going to happen. This is not his ultimate plan. I believe there's an alternative plan that's behind this.
What is it?
Whether it be the gas tax going up, the mileage tax, the tolls. I mean, you had Senator Guerra on a few days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, those are areas that he wants to really get more funds in. He just can't grasp enough funds. They never thought of being conservative, and maybe we have to cut back in a lot of areas, you know, because we're in a hole. $1.4 billion coming up, and the budget hasn't even started yet for the next year. So we have to really start to look at things and say, you know something, maybe we can't do this, or maybe there has to be a different method of doing this. Right now, we're overtaxed. We're overtaxed compared to almost any other state in the union. And that's hurting us severely. People are leaving. You can't imagine how many people are upset in my district because their taxes could go up anywhere from 10 to 15% based on how this budget is going to come through. And right now, there's some talk about having to be able to lay out a budget and then change it by July when the actual budget gets through. You know, we're in there until July 7th.
June 7th,
yeah. I'm sorry, not July.
Yeah.
But June 7th. But they want to be able to make changes up to July. Right now, we're between a rock and a hard place in the cities and towns because we have to get our referendums out there by March 28th.
Right.
And so that means we have to have the budgets ready.
You know, Representative, one of the things we hear is from people who call this program and say they can't meet their property taxes anymore. They're stretched. Their budgets are stretched. They don't know how they're going to pay their property taxes now.
Yeah, there are many people who are in that position that's going to happen. And I hate to change the subject, but it has to do with this. We also have a major, major problem going on here, and that's with the crumbling foundation.
That's right. Oh, we've got a whole program we're going to be doing on something like that.
How do we solve it in a nutshell?
Yeah.
What's your suggestion?
Well, I have written suggestions for it. One, I think, is that we're going to give a tax break to the people who have already found crumbling foundations, but I still want them to pay the taxes. But I want $4,000 of that money to go into a fund that will be used by them to pay for their foundations.
Why can't you go after the insurance companies?
Well, I want to do that, too. I want each of the insurance companies to contribute a minimum of $25,000 to each home that has to be repaired. I mean, that's a small portion of the two, well, let's say $150,000 to $200,000 if you're going to replace the entire cement foundation.
Representative, we're out of time. We're going to have you back. Can we have you back?
Sure.
Oh, that's great. Great job. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah.